There's a very interesting case there reported in the media in the last couple of days, and it's to do with Glenveagh houses or homes suing a County Meath, two County Meath residents who have objected to many of the planning applications by Glenveagh Homes. Bottom line is Glenveagh are suing two County Meath residents for €8 million for what they believe are frivolous and vexatious and extortionate objections, or at least objections which were designed to basically ratchet up the price of property that the two individuals were trying to sell to Glenveagh Homes. The judge was asked during the week there in the High Court to, on behalf of the couple, the pair of objectors, to strike out the case, but the judge would not strike out the case. He refused to agree to strike it out from the defendants, Pat Lynch and Denise Levy, from Batterstown, Proudstown, Navan, County Meath. He refused to strike it out. He said there were complex issues raised by Glenveagh's case. He has ruled that the matter should proceed to a full trial. So a full trial is going to be expensive, and obviously, you know, it's a winner-take-all situation in terms of costs and so on. The judge said that the issues raised require deeper investigation, including disagreements of fact and whether the part of the EU law provides the defendants with an absolute immunity from a suit of this nature or not. In other words, the defendants are arguing that they are protected, they're entitled to make objections, they're protected as citizens and in the public interest to raise objections to planning applications and so on. The judge said that the problem for the defendants was that if it was apparent that all they were doing was normal public service, public interest activity, then the case should indeed be struck out at this early stage as an example of abusive strategic litigation against public participation. But there is an argument here that that is not what they were engaged in, because they have a vested interest, or had a vested interest, in selling property to Glenveagh. Glenveagh's central allegation is that Mr. Lynch and Miss Levy were attempting a shakedown for extortion, and if the extortion was successful, they could make concerns in planning submissions go away. He said the action is not manifestly unfounded. So Glenveagh are arguing that this was essentially a shakedown, not a genuine concern about planning issues or the environment or anything of that nature. The developer, Glenveagh, alleges that the pair unlawfully abused the statutory planning process to interfere with his business, and the predominant purpose was leveraging an improved bargain for Mr. Lynch in his bid to obtain better terms in selling 16 acres of land to Glenveagh. Mr. Lynch and Miss Levy, the defendants, deny all of the claims against them, and they allege that the action by Glenveagh is an example of SLAPP, S-L-A-P-P, a strategic lawsuit against the public interest and an abusive process. In other words, a strategic lawsuit to quieten down and make objectors go away. They say the claim for €8 million in damages is purely designed to oppress private citizens. Glenveagh denies its case is SLAPP or designed to intimidate. It contends its response to the defendant's use of fictitious aliases to make submissions and appeals highly targeted at its projects. So given the factual disputes, the judge said it would be abstract and artificial and inappropriate to deal with the legal questions in a complete factual vacuum at this early stage, as some of the points may or may not arise depending on factual findings. He described as misconceived the defendant's submission that the plaintiff's case should basically be thrown out. If the court finds that the defendants have made an abusive planning permission, well, then the fact that they may be mild-mannered white-collar workers or retirees doesn't change anything, he said. Some of their complaints simply go to the innovative nature of Glenveagh's action, but do not establish it as has no prospect of success. In other words, they're saying that this action by Glenveagh is novel and innovative and so on, and shouldn't be allowed, and it's a SLAPP, in other words, a strategic lawsuit to prevent legitimate objections and so on and so forth. But the judge said that simply because this lawsuit by Glenveagh is new or novel or innovative does not mean that it has no prospect of success. If a defendant shows an action against them as prima facie abusive, including because it is a slap, a plaintiff must then show a reasonable basis for concluding it is bona fide, he said. An imbalance of power between the parties is one of a list of indications of slap, but it does not render litigation improper in itself. For example, an individual or small group could be engaging in slap tactics against a more powerful entity, such as a media organisation, to shut down criticism or scrutiny. Glenveagh's case only shows a few of the potential indicia of a slap and is not manifestly unfounded. He allowed it to proceed and made no order regarding the defendant's legal costs related to their failed motion and deferred determining the issue of Glenveagh's costs. So the motion in this particular occasion was a motion brought by the defendants to strike out Glenveagh's case, and the judge made no order regarding the defendant's legal costs. The developer action, it alleges that aliases Dennis Levy, D. Levy, D.M. Levy and Mr. Lynch filed 17 observations and 5 appeals of his planning applications between March 21 and June 23, most of which concern projects outside the defendant's locality. The defendant's campaign of tortious interference had led to considerable unexpected difficulty delivering residential schemes in various counties, including Meath, Dublin, Louth, Westmeath, Kildare and Waterford. The firm says it had earlier refused to buy Mr. Lynch's County Meath lands for a price well in excess of open market value, but later reached an agreement in principle for a price of $7.8 million. Mr. Lynch and Ms. Levy wholly rejected the developer's entirely groundless claim. The objections had no vexatious intent and were made as per planning laws, said Mr. Lynch in an affidavit. Ms. Levy, in her sworn statement, said she owned 1 acre of land near Mr. Lynch's and the price offered by Glenveagh for the lands was acceptable, but negotiations broke down. She denied submissions or appeals had been used to negotiate a higher land price and took grave exception to the claim she had used a false identity. Glenveagh wants the court to award damages, declare that the pair have unlawfully conspired to injure his business and make an order permanently restraining them from making further submissions on any Glenveagh development without High Court permission. So this is an unusual and novel case, but the fact that it's unusual and novel and innovative, as the judge says, does not mean that it is not without prospects of success and may well succeed. So obviously the defendants in this case, Lynch and Levy, had better hope that Glenveagh's case doesn't succeed, because clearly there's a lot of money at stake and Glenveagh are actually suing for €8 million in damages. And if you take into account a full hearing at the High Court and so on, well then, you know, you're looking at a significant amount of money. Anyway, I hope you find this video useful. If you do, would appreciate if you gave it a thumbs up down below. And you may be interested in subscribing to my YouTube channel. If you are, just hit the subscribe button. And if you watch this, or listen to this rather, on my podcast, the Irish Law and Small Business Podcast, please leave a review on either Spotify or iTunes or wherever you might listen to the podcast. Thank you very much.